This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 9th Constitution Day and National Day being marked today, organizing various programs. Task force formed to prepare government's common minimum program submits its report to Prime Minister's office. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says policy initiatives have been taken to upgrade secondary education examination results to 70%. And exploding pagers kill at least 12 people in Lebanon. Now, the news in detail. Constitution Day and National Day is being celebrated today. The nation is marking the 9th Constitution Day today, and various events are being organized to mark the day. President Ramchandra Pauril and Vice President Ramsahai Prasad Yadav have extended their best wishes to Nepali people on the occasion of the Constitution Day today. In his message, President Pauril expressed heartfelt condolence to those who achieved martyrdom in various struggles for the establishment of Federal Democratic Republicanism. He said that the current Constitution aims to end all forms of discrimination and oppression created by the centralized and unitary state system, uniting the diverse Nepali society. He wished the day would inspire all to come together to fulfill their aspirations for peace, good governance, development and prosperity through a federal democratic republican system. Likewise, in his message, Vice President Ramsahai Prasad Yadav have said that day would allow to express respect for those who sacrificed their efforts and lives to create this constitution. He said that the constitution strives to guarantee justice, equality, freedom for Nepali citizens while promoting a sense of unity and brotherhood. Similarly, Speaker Devaraj Ghimire, National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba have extended best wishes on the occasion. The task force formed to prepare a common minimum program of the government has submitted its report to the government yesterday. Talking to media persons after submitting the report to the office of the Prime Minister yesterday, member of the task force and Nepali Congress General Secretary Gagan Kumar Thapa said the government's common minimum program and plan aims to create jobs for the youth and instill hope among the people. He also claimed that the government will not make any compromise in the investigation of big corruption cases. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says policy initiatives have been taken to upgrade the Grade 10 Secondary Education Examination SEE results to about 70%. Addressing the program organized by the National Education Day 2024 Celebration Main Committee in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the government is steadfastly working to remove existing backwardness in the education sector. Prime Minister added that the significant improvement would be made in the SEE results by teaching major subjects to students through online mode. The present pass rate of students in SEE is around 50%. The Prime Minister called for cooperation from all quarters to improve the education quality of the country. The head of the government also urged educationists to produce capable citizens who can compete at the world level. On the occasion of the National Education Day, the Prime Minister honored various schools with the National Education Prize. Chief Minister of Kosi Province, Hikmat Baha Kumar Karki, has secured a vote of confidence of the Province Assembly. In the vote that took place in yesterday's meeting, 66 votes were cast in favor and 15 votes against the vote of confidence resolution tabled by Chief Minister Karki. The two Provincial Assembly members remained neutral during the voting. National Assembly members have called for separate legislation for timely completion of national pride projects. In yesterday's meeting of the Federalism Enablement and National Concerns Committee under the National Assembly, the parliamentarians urged the government to introduce dedicated legislations that would provide towards timely implementation of national pride projects. The meeting deliberated on the problems and challenges with the ongoing national pride projects, including Mahakali irrigation, Rani Jamara Kularia irrigation, Pheri Babai diversion and Sikta irrigation, among others. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung have stressed the need for making the postal service technology friendly to make it efficient and reliable. While inspecting the General Post Office in Dilli Bazaar yesterday, Minister Gurung instructed the employees to work in a customer-friendly and reliable manner as it is the most sensitive service. The Communication Minister pleased to resolve most of the postal-related problems by formulating the National Postal Policy this year. A plantation program has been organized on the premises of Radio Nepal's Khumaltar Relay Station in Lalitpur. The plantation program was organized yesterday, coinciding the Constitution Day and National Day. Inaugurating the plantation program, the Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology and Chairperson of Radio Nepal's Board of Directors, Radhika Arial, said the plantation program conducted by the glorious institution like Radio Nepal will convey a positive message in the context of environment conservation. Secretary Arial said the government decided to organize various programs on the 18th, 19th and 20th of September on the occasion of the Constitution Day and National Day. On the occasion, Radio Nepal's Executive Director Amardhoz Lama said Radio Nepal has been participating in the awareness programs including environmental conservation along with disseminating reliable information and news. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. At least 12 people have been killed, including two children and thousands injured when the pagers went off on Tuesday. The BBC cited Lebanon's health minister Firas Abaid as saying 12 people have been killed, including an 8-year-old girl and an 11-year-old boy. Multiple reports say Israel's Mossad spy agency placed explosives in thousands of Hezbollah pagers before they detonated across Lebanon. A senior Lebanese security source told Reuters news agency that the pagers were brought into the country months ago. Separately, Israeli and U.S. sources say Israel's detonated the pagers earlier than planned, fearing that Hezbollah had become aware of the plan. Hezbollah used pagers after banning mobile phones earlier this year, saying they were too easy to track. The pagers seem to carry a Taiwanese brand, but Taiwanese firm Gold Apollo denies any involvement, saying the pagers were made by a Hungarian firm. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of hilly regions of Kosi and Bagmati province and at a few places of the hilly region of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Ninth Constitution Day and National Day being marked today, organizing various programs. Task force formed to prepare government's common minimum program submits its report to the Prime Minister's office. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says policy initiatives have been taken to upgrade secondary education examination results to 70% and exploding pagers killed at least 12 people in Lebanon. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 2 in the afternoon. Stay tuned and have a good day.